is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Brandon. Let's see what type of trouble we can get into here. I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited about it. Let's really paint the town red tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
You know, if you play your cards right, you get in some trouble. You know that?
I know that. Yeah.
I'm Dan. I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast. It is his podcast.
Yes.
It is me, Bran, with my good friends Panda and Dan. Fellas, we have done it. We are at the end of another week, and there's only two more to go.
Man, yeah. Feels like it just started.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Man.
Right?
Once the Christmas season starts picking up, it ends.
Yeah, the marathon, when we're doing the marathon, I feel like I don't know how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then by this point in the year, it's like, it's done. Like
well, the good news, boys, is there's a new podcast out there called Christmas Morning, whose job it is to help you to just take a moment and acknowledge the day.
Dude,
each day and each and every day is a new day to enjoy in the Christmas season.
I've been listening, and that one of the hosts is Scotty T, and he's great. The other guy, I don't know. Claims he loves Christmas. He's never tough. Heard of half the Christmas movies.
He's tough. I will say he does seem to know all of the made-for-TV movies, which seems very specific.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a very specific type of person. Mm-hmm. Guys, how do you feel this week went? We usually do this after we record. We do like a quick hey.
Yeah. It's a full recap.
Yeah, but we've got
debrief.
We got to get on a plane and go to con right.
That's
after
right. Christmas
this.
Con. We'll see Christmas you there Saturday morning.
Come buy a book. We'll sign it for you, and we got swag and stuff.
Maybe Saturday around noon, actually.
So Dan, what did you think about this week? You know, we have our categories, which is flip it, turn it, or sauce it.
Yeah. I'm going to use one of my flyboys. Okay. Is that okay?
No.
It is okay. I have one. I can use it when I
you
want.
Already
We've
used
talked
your
about this.
You've already
I have
used your
not
flyboy.
Used my flyboy, and you know that.
You used your flyboy.
I did not use my flyboy.
I'm going to let him use it.
Because I can't.
There's no decorum.
I'm going to use my flyboy. Because of what happened Tuesday night. And listen, we can act like it wasn't a big deal, but we all know it was. So I'm using my flyboy. What about you, Bran?
I'm saucing it.
Saucing it. What about you, Payne?
I'm flipping it.
Yeah.
Speaking of saucing it and flipping it, those are all.
Have you had the 4-for-2 George Foreman Grill barbecue burger? It's flipped, it's sauced, it's double pan fried, it's 4-for-2, it's George Foreman.
Is George Foreman?
George is not flipped or sauced. No. No, he has a drink occasionally, but he's not sauced.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But you could do all that on the George Foreman 4-for-2.
Now, are you, really quickly, is the 4-for-2 licensed by George Foreman?
It is not.
Okay. You just call it that.
Yeah. The way that George Foreman is spelled is up for debate.
Yeah. What do you... What does that mean?
It's spelled with the number 4-man.
Okay. 4-man.
George Foreman.
Yeah.
Really? I've probably been getting a little bit close to the line with George Foreman.
I'd say. Now, the one thing that you haven't been doing is explaining this product.
I have explained it until the cows have come home.
Okay, the cows are still out in yonder. And so, really quickly.
Do you understand how a real George Foreman works?
I think so.
Do you know the drip pan?
Sure.
The drip pan's important. It gets all the fat, leaves in all the flavor.
Absolutely.
Yep. Very important. Now flip it.
the fat
flip
pan?
What?
No, you'd spill it. You dumb dumb.
Okay, so you flip
it.
It.
Okay.
Two.
So at this point, it's not though.
Yes, it is.
Because you've let there's
Read
now
a
there's
book. Flip it.
How is this different than
to me.
How is this different
flip
than
it.
How is this different than a panini press?
It's a reverse panini press 4 though.
How is it a reverse panini press? How
panini
is that even
press
possible?
Inside.
You burn yourself.
There's handles. It's twice the staying power.
So you can cook something on the outside and the inside.
And the outside again.
No, that's
okay,
6.
That's, you see that but that would be but there's 2 on the outside.
Uh-huh.
There's 2 on the inside.
You
That's
got
the 4.
4. We're getting somewhere now. We're cooking with gas and the George Foreman 4-for-2.
But where's
but
the
really
2?
There's really only two sides to it.
All right. Yep.
So how is there 6?
Six? I don't know where you got six from.
You said
six. I said nothing about six.
He might have said, I think he said.
No, you said six. Take that to the tape, you B.
All right, so really quick. So
no,
it's
no good B.
So it's a panini press. Inside, top is a grill. Just look at my hands. Like a Pac-Man.
You got the clamshell going. Yep. Yeah.
Grill.
Yeah.
Grill.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Then
grill.
Grill.
And then how? What's the function grill of this? What's the function of the bottom grill?
You flip it. Flip it.
But how is that?
Well, what happens if you have something on the other
you
side?
You can't possibly do all four at once.
Or two, you can't.
Oh!
If you enter promo code Dilby at checkout, you get a bonus as well.
What's the bonus?
My pants. How did you fall for that one? Hook, line, and sinker. You didn't see it coming. How did you not see that coming?
I got into a 4-for-2. I got lost. Maybe there's a legitimate bonus.
Got lost.
I thought maybe he was going to give me a new.
Gee. Oh my gosh. So do you need two of the 4-for-2s to make a two?
No.
It's impossible.
One does it all. It's an all-in-one 4-for-2.
It's impossible.
You're impossible.
This is the first time he's explained it.
We've gotten closer than we've ever gotten, and it's still impossible. I do want.
There's two units, but each side's got two.
Yes, but the second is never usable.
Right. It's okay. It's not a workable design. I would agree with that.
It makes me laugh so hard that we have spent 7 years trying to figure out this conundrum.
We're getting somewhere.
We're getting somewhere.
We're getting somewhere.
For the first time in a long time.
I imagine this is how Einstein figured out relativity. He kept plugging away until it made sense.
That's right. That's right.
God bless it.
We're going to become rich off of this idea one day.
Yeah, we are.
There's something there.
There's something there.
There's something
there.
George
Foreman.
George Foreman. Universal Yums, get those boxes, universalyums.com/homework. There's still time, I believe, to go ahead and sign up, and you'll get a holiday box, which is a really wonderful red box. But it's not like the red box.
The DVD.
DVD. No. They will not send you one of
they
those.
Won't send
and
us.
I do want to make that perfectly clear. Hey, guys, you ready to dive into to this one?
Yeah. Sister Swap 1.
It's a Sister Swap 1. It's a Sister Swap 1. Who is swapping? I am swapping. Sister Swap 1. Now, this one is the hometown
heroes. Steer Festival?
Sister Swap hometown holiday originally aired on December 5th, 2021. And it went a little something like this. We meet Jennifer and her son, Simon. They live in Salt Lake City, where she helps run a successful restaurant that might make it in a magazine. Her sister.
Big Salt?
What's
Big
it called
Salt?
Again?
Big Salt.
No, it's not Big Salt.
It's Big Salt?
It's Salt.
No, Dan's right on this one. It's Big Salt.
Big Salt?
Her sister comes into town from.
Who's
there.
Dan? I'm Big Salt.
Her sister comes into town from their hometown of Hazelwood. Jennifer and Simon are going to Hazelwood for Christmas to see their late uncle's old movie theater one last time. Meg, the sister, decides that she's going to stay in Salt Lake City, help around the restaurant, get ready for they might be in a magazine. So she's going to help with that. So they go back. Jennifer, she sees the old movie theater, and she's sad because it's kind of a dump, a little bit of a dump. And she bumps into this old rival. His name's Eric, and the only thing that he's rivaling is a good time. I don't know. He's hot. He's doing some repairs, and they decide to fix up this place enough to do one last big night of the movie times, and to show it off to a potential buyer, Starcade, whatever it's
Star-mark.
Called. So, in the process, Jennifer and Eric start getting all chummy, and it's the night of the big movie night, and it's going well, aside from it being freezing in there. And Jennifer and Eric are holding hands, but the popcorn machine catches fire. And then the projector butts out, says, I'm out of here. I can't do this anymore.
Butts out?
But I'm butting out. I'm a projector.
Typically, you butt into a conversation.
Not
this,
me.
This projector butts out.
I butt out. My time has come.
My time has come. Is he dying?
He is.
And he doesn't crap out. He butts out.
I butts out. Can't crap out without a butt, though.
Gosh.
Projector out. And the bad news keeps coming when Meg calls and tells her that the chef quits, but they might be in a magazine. So she's going to have to figure this out. Simon found the brand new digital projector in the cry room where all the good projectors are kept. And the they start it up, and Jennifer and Eric are just end up kissing big ones. Nothing gets you kissing like a good old projector. But the next day, she finds out they still don't have a chef, and so she's like, I can't do this small town circus scene anymore. Gotta head back to Salt Lake City and figure this out. And Simon's like, I'm staying right here where I belong, in the city of Hazelwood, handling projectors and whatnot. So she said, okay, Simon, I'll be back. But, you know, she handles that pretty quickly. So she comes back to Hazelwood, and they decide to do one more movie night. This time it's going to go great. And it does. Meg is there, and Jennifer and Meg, Meg's sad because it's the last night of the theater, and they decide, what if we went into business together? Meg can stay in Salt Lake City because she feels like she thrives there. She can kind of like run the day-to-days of the restaurant. Jennifer and Simon can stay here, and Simon can tinker around with projectors as he likes to do, as he's one to do, if you will. They'll tag team life, and they are big fans of that. She tells Eric the good news, and Eric is like, that is good news. They kiss again, and we all wonder what will happen next week. And that, my friends, was Sister Swap 1 Hometown on the Marbles.
For the memories.
We
even
did it, everybody.
Even they weren't so great.
What's that?
No, that was just a little follow-up, boy. Go ahead.
Why?
I said
he
memories.
He said thanks for the memories.
I see. I see.
We're here.
Let's take one more quick break.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No? No. Actually, one break. We're going to do another one.
There we go. Thank you.
You think you're so saucy. This just in. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Oh, you know who's there?
Who's that?
Hot Shell Ray and his brother, Blind Chalet.
That's exactly right. Some companies charge
Blind Chalet Ray.
Some companies charge thousands to install custom window coverings, and I hate those guys because I love Blind Chalet, Hot Shell Ray's brother. They offer a wide variety of window coverings. Many of those you can install yourself if you so choose. And this means immediate savings of thousands of dollars with Blind Chalet, and they will save you even more thousands by going to blindchalet.com and using the promo code Hallmark55 because you are going to get 55% off your first order. If you play your cards right, you will save thousands of dollars.
It's unbelievable.
By using the promo code Hallmark55.
Give yourself the gift of window covering.
That's exactly right. That's exactly. What are you going to spend all your extra money on?
Come on.
Hot Shell Ray vinyl?
No. You already got those.
BlindChalet.com, promo code Hallmark55 to get 55% off your first order. And don't forget the entire season of Decked All Hallmark is brought to you by Philo. Philo is giving our listeners 25% off 2 months. It's going to last you through Winterfest at this point.
Yeah,
well. All you got to do is go to philo.tv/DTH. That's philo.tv/DTH for unlimited DVR and 25% off 2 months. philo.tv/DTH.
If you heard in that ad break that it sounded like a CD skipped when Brand was talking, it was on our end. The audio messed up. It's not on Brand, I promise.
No.
It just sounded like it sounded like he was just hung real quick, and then he got out of it. But it was the audio.
It was good.
The mics sometimes
they call me William. William hung. Remember She Bangs?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Classic.
That's good. You nailed it.
Because you said I got hung.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah, that was a bit. That was good.
No, that's great.
Man, I mean, American Idol.
We outroed with me doing bad Fall Out Boy, and you intro you doing a bad William Hung.
So at this point, I think it's All Rise.
That's right, All Rise. That's right.
That's exactly right. Let's talk about this movie, and let's start with the hot take. Panda, you have been quoted by Cecil L. James.
Yep.
Wow.
As saying, I've never given a bad hot take in my life.
Man.
Do you stand by that, and will you show that off tonight?
I do stand by that, and I plan to double down.
All right, let's see it, pal.
Yeah, so I wanted to really like this movie, and I wanted to really care about this movie. And to be fair, there's a lot to potentially like in this movie. You have an old movie theater, which is really cool. You have why am I blanking on her name? Ashley Williams' sister. Why can't I think?
Kimberly Williams Paisley.
Yep, thank you. Kimberly Williams Paisley. And I like her. I like Ashley Williams. Both of them have screen time together. And that is potentially fun. And
is
you
it
have,
not actually fun?
Well, I'm getting to that. And then you have a solid list of B characters here that I think could have been really fun. However, I don't know why, for me, it just didn't come together. As I'm sitting here thinking in the aftermath of this movie, like, what was it that, for me, this movie just didn't feel like a win to me? I think, for one, it is too bad that Ashley and Kimberly are not on the screen more together. Now, I understand what they're trying to do with this. It's a novel idea. I just wish they had been together more, because when they're together, it's a pretty good, they have really good scenes together. I really like that. But overall, I just feel like this movie kind of lags a little bit. I don't know. The plot's, I guess, fine about a movie theater, but I don't know. For me, it didn't give me a ton of the Christmas feels that I'm looking for, although there are some good Christmas tree things in there. Man, I don't know. I felt disappointed. I don't know if I have a great reason why.
I am going to judge this movie on its own, not thinking about the fun that we will have next week.
Of course.
And on its own, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I enjoyed this movie the most out of everybody that
You've
watched.
You've not heard
it
my
with.
Hot take.
That's true.
Don't
That's
act true. Like you know me.
I really liked this movie, and I actually really liked Kimberly Williams Paisley and Doc Declan together. I thought I thought they were wonderful together. I was a big fan of Simon. I love old movie theaters. I'm a I'm a fan of Saving Them if you can. Like, that's a lot of fun. And so I agree, the stuff that didn't necessarily work, and I think will end up working better next week, is the back and forth stuff with Meg. Like, it didn't feel fully necessary. I think, I don't know the best way to do this, because I do think it's a really cool idea. I just don't know what the best way to do it is. Whether, like, I don't know if it's like somehow streaming both movies simultaneously or something crazy like that. This, I don't think, is it, but I do think it's a cool idea. And I do really like them together, but the times for me that this movie kind of ground to a halt was with, like, the multiple FaceTime calls, where it's like, here's an update from, because we know we're gonna get the answers next week about the kitchen and what was going on with the chef, and so that kind of just didn't quite work as well as I think the goal of it was. But I really enjoyed this movie. Kimberly Williams Paisley is a delight for me. I'm a big fan of hers, and I thought the cast was really great in this movie. So big thumbs up for Bran.
This movie is so unfortunate, because I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth, but Kimberly Williams Paisley and Ashley Williams spent so much time making sure that the continuity is perfect. I can tell you already, I've not seen the second movie, but they're making sure that every single detail of the continuity of these two stories perfectly blends together, that we did not make a good movie. And I love Ashley Williams, dear friend of the show. Kimberly Williams Paisley, incredibly charming as well. I probably like Ashley more. They're both incredibly charming. Mark Declan, incredibly charming. Old movie theaters, incredibly charming. This doesn't work. It doesn't work, and it doesn't work because the concentration isn't on the heart of the movie. It isn't on the Christmas of the movie. It isn't on the characters. It's on the gimmick. And Hallmark is bad at gimmicks. They're not good at them. And so they finally give the green light to an incredibly creative
genius filmmaker, Ashley Williams, who is a great filmmaker in her own right. And the problem is we had to get so detailed with Hallmark. I guarantee you the problem's not on the Williams. It is on Hallmark. We had to get so detailed at how this sister swap would make sense. We have to have a happy ending in the first movie. So that renders the second movie by and large useless, aside from seeing Ashley Williams be her charming self.
I do think it works better not as a true two-parter.
Yes, you know? But instead we see that the theater's saved and everybody lives happily ever after, and we've not seen the second movie yet. So what are we watching it for? Ashley Williams to be charming and for us to see these cool scenes a second time? Get over yourself, Hallmark. That's poor. It's poorly done. It's one of the worst of the year, and I'm really sorry. It's just not good.
No, it's not one of the worst of the
year. It's not bottom five, but it's bottom 10 for me.
No.
It is. It's bottom 10. There's been 32 movies. This will find its way into the bottom 10.
The problem is, here's my beef with it, though, is this movie, I was telling you guys this, I just don't know, like, when they re-show this movie again, you have to pair it with the second one, or else the movie has whole elements of it that are not going to make sense, right? Like, and so you have to always pair the two side by side. And to me, Hallmark's not going to do that. So if you can't evaluate it necessarily just on its own. You can, but it just doesn't lend itself to that. And so I think I want to see these movies literally side by side, one right after the other. I think that might be better.
I do want to say that I already like ranked this movie, and for some reason I thought I had it in the bottom 10. I do not. So I want to be clear. It is not bottom 10. It's just not good. So I was wrong. I got wound up there. I was wrong.
Do you not agree with me, though? Like, if you take out the FaceTime conversations, which the only purpose is to tie the two films together, this isn't like the Kimberly Williams Paisley and Mark Declan, they work together. Simon's a pretty darn good
kid in this movie. Is that aside from the Simon character, the 20 minutes of sister time together, which they clearly are having a blast together, it doesn't do anything, and it detracts from the ability to give these other characters chance to make their mark. And so I love a Majestic Christmas, I think, you know, is a movie I remember because they're trying to redo this old theater. It shouldn't be hard to win me over with old movie theaters and Mark Declan and Kimberly Williams Paisley. But it was because I felt like we were concentrating on making sure Hallmark's banging you over the head with, remember, there's another side to this and you're going to need to see it. I mean, heck, Ashley Williams says in three different conversations, the first 10 minutes of the movie, should I go to Paris or not? She says it three times. Like, it's clear that in her movie, she's going to wrestle with that all movie, and they don't want you to forget it. And they're playing to the lowest common denominator of IQ, and it sucks. And that's unfortunate because I didn't get to dive into Kimberly Williams and Mark Declan saving this movie theater. And I do get to see them save it, which means the other movie, the only purpose is Ashley Williams being cute and charming, which she's great at. And so the disappointment factor here is through the roof. And it's not on the Williams sisters because they're wonderful. It's on the fact that it just feels like we're just mechanically, robotically going through the motions. And I couldn't have liked it less.
I almost wish there was a way in a world where you could like watch them simultaneously or something, like some real wild situation where you got to like to truly get it.
Well, I mean,
you got to watch them both side by side at the same time.
One of my favorite shows of all time is Arrested Development. And in season 4 of Arrested Development, he couldn't get the cast together. So he made these episodes out of order, and he made like a Rashomon style filmmaking where all of the scenes come together and you see the cast. And it was a really impressive piece of filmmaking. It was a disaster. Everyone hated. He ended up recutting the entire thing so everyone could like act together, and it became eminently better. Like what I learned here is that this would have been better as a two-parter where we keep going back and forth between the two, some with the movie theater, some in the big city. How's the food going? Are we finding a chef? I'm meeting this new guy. How's the theater going? Oh, is Starmark going to buy it? And we get a cliffhanger, and then we get the rest the next movie.
Yeah, I don't think that's incorrect. I think
that's unfortunate. Exactly. Yeah. And so I hate it because I know that Ashley put a lot of time into it, and I just didn't work for me.
Even though I think that's the better way of doing that movie, I think we still have to applaud the fact that they're trying this.
I love the fact that they're trying new things.
And I think that alone gives it some legs overall. But I think I agree with you. It would just be better as a two-parter.
Let's get to the feels. Part of the show we talk about what the game is feels. Panda?
even though it's not practical, and it would never be practical to do this, those Christmas trees in the movie theater as they light it up at the very end, and you know, everyone's crowded into the theater. That's also going to be one of my wait whats.
Yeah. About to say, if we're going to bring that up now, like, you can't have that much light
around
the
screen. I wish you could fill a theater with. Well, I'm
talking about, you can talk about that. That is a wait what in and of itself, the lighting. But I have another wait what just about what's happening in the event.
I wish you could fill a theater with Christmas trees.
But that's beautiful. I mean, it was really a beautiful scene. That to me is very memorable. The other feel I have is, holy smokes, they kiss big ones. In the theater. And that is, I mean, they are really going to town, kissing. And I was here for it. I enjoyed it.
When I was in high school, I had multiple classes of TV productions. I loved TV productions. I loved learning how to make, like, put videos together, what it looks like to push content live and all this stuff. And so I felt a connection with Simon as Simon and his new buddies are just like standing over this projector and just like geeking out over it. I'm a big like tech geek. And so when there's like new tech out there, like I get really excited about it. I on a regular basis will watch YouTube videos about new phones just because I'm interested in where the tech's going and stuff like that. So I'm just a nerd in that regard. So I felt a connection with Simon, and I was reminded of days of old in high school when you just hang out with your buddies and you're like, "How? Well, let's just press buttons and see what happens." Worked for me.
Yeah, old movie theater feels for me. There's a movie theater in St. Louis, Missouri. I got to live there a couple of years, called the Tivoli. I believe it's run by Landmark, which is a chain.
No, but it's not, actually.
Say what?
I don't know.
Okay, good talk. The Tivoli had two very small screens, but it had one giant screen, and the giant screen had a literal curtain like this movie, and the curtain would open when the movie was going to start. They would have the projector, the person running the projector, come out and introduce himself. It was a whole presentation. It was an event to go to a movie there. A lot of fun. And I just appreciate what that is. And people that run these old movie theaters, I just love them. And so that was my feel for the theater was my feel for sure.
I love a good old theater.
Yeah.
I love a good old theater. There's an old theater in Easley that's now a church. And every time that I go in there, I'm just sad it's not a theater.
Yeah. More than fair.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk more Sister Swap, hometown adventures with the homies here on Deck the Homie. Oh my gosh. I've got a serious dilemma, boys.
Please tell me, Bran.
I've got gigs and gigs of data.
You know what? You know what you don't do?
What?
You don't mess with the cloud. You don't mess with the cloud, the Android or the Apple. You don't mess with it. Because
what do I do?
Because have you heard of Backblaze?
A Backblaze?
Backblaze.
Backways?
For Backblaze.
Got it, Backblaze.
For less money than you're spending on the insurance on your phone, or for less money than you're spending on the cloud service that you got to pay extra for that's always popping up as a notification, Backblaze is going to back up all your files, and it's unlimited. You'll never get that notification again. You got to go with Backblaze.
It's amazing. It's only $7 a month. No gimmicks, no gotchas. And you can have unlimited backup for your Mac, your PC, whatever, your movies, your music, photos. It goes across boundaries. Whatever it is that you're looking to back up, you can do that. They have backed up over 1 billion gigabytes.
That's so many gigabytes.
So many gigabytes. Unbelievable. And here's the good news, everybody. They're going to give you a 15-day free trial. Try it out. Wow. Back up some files. Backblaze.com/deck. This backblaze.com/deck to get a 15-day free trial. Back up your stuff. And guys, we all have that friend who says, "I value experiences over things," which makes them sound like a cool person.
But also really difficult to buy for.
Give them a Milk Bar cake as a gift,
man. Baby.
Because they will be able to experience it, but they will also have a freaking delicious cake.
Yeah.
That's the way to go around it. You get them the experience of eating a cake. There's a lot of things that Milk Bar does really well. They got their signature birthday cake. They got their salty sweet compost cookie, a Milk Bar pie, peppermint bark cake, truffles, all sorts of wonderful stuff. And the good news is they have nationwide delivery that is often available overnight. I love Milk Bar. My wife goes crazy for Milk Bar. If you want to be the big hero of the holiday season, hook somebody up with some Milk Bar. And they're going to give you $10 off any order of $50 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/deck. That is $10 off $50 or more by going to milkbarstore.com/deck. milkbarstore.com/deck. Hey, everybody, welcome back.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
You said that they had a salty sweet compost cookie, and that sounds like a cookie made out of compost, and I have been trying not to laugh for the entire ad break because I don't want any part of that.
It says that's compost, right? C-O-M-P-O-S-T.
It is compost.
Compost cookie.
What do I not know? Maybe I'm an idiot.
Google it. Milk Bar salty sweet compost cookie.
Compost. That's where they just mix it all together.
Because it's got a little, like, this is a thing they do. Yeah. This is, what is that sweet called? That's not compost. A trademark. It's an R. It's a restricted cookie.
Oh, it's yeah, compost cookies are a thing.
There you go. Now you know.
Now I know.
I didn't misread. Not this time. No siree.
What is going on here? Are they like filled with stuff?
Oh.
Mm.
They going to have to try one.
You throw it together. What do you got? Compost cookie.
Like you would throw things in a compost bin.
It looks like
there's a bunch of stuff in there.
Interesting. Wow. We'll have to try them maybe.
I'm on board.
I like it.
Milk Bar.
Guys, let's talk about the way what in this movie. It's where we talk about what in this movie made us go, wait, what? And I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda, what you waiting? What you waiting?
First of all, I want to go back to the entire Christmas tree issue where they've piled everyone in to this room, and then they start showing them what amounts to be a set of home videos. You have the whole town there.
Which is very specific to the family.
Very specific to your family. I'm at a loss. I don't understand it. I don't understand why everyone is as exuberant as they are. Even if you remotely knew the owner. Okay, let's say there's a somebody who is kind of a figure within your city. These are still very specific to your family.
That's right.
It's you know, it's Uncle Dave playing guitar with your little ones. Like, I'm just not excited.
No.
I'm just not. It would be cool
for half a second, and then you'd be like, oh, we're still doing this.
Wow, this is shocking. I don't understand. I think they could answer this next week, but it's about the projector. No one knew that there was a projector, expensive. I mean, those things are a lot of money.
Yeah, just sitting there brand new.
Just sitting there brand new. Because if I'm not mistaken, the mom and dad own the theater, right?
They did for a while. They do, right?
They do,
and then they're selling
it. They're trying to sell it. How do they not remember that? How do they not know that?
Somebody snuck a free big boy in there. Just put it right in the crying room.
They have to explain that next movie.
They have to. There's
otherwise,
no way
that's
not explained.
Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
The only other one is the food in the concession area. We've noticed different things in the food in the concession area. I'll cover the one I noticed. That theater has been shut down for about 6 to 7 months already. They have a bunch of drinks in the fridge. As a soda boy, that upsets me to have that many drinks in the fridge that have just been sitting there.
Yeah.
Either lukewarm or the fridge has been on this entire time. They're still stale.
But better chance of being like potable. A cold drink that's been in a cooler for 6 months or popcorn in a popcorn machine for 6 months. Because inevitably that's what's also happened in this theater. The popcorn machine's just on.
Yeah.
With popcorn in it.
Might be why it caught on fire.
Woof.
Caught on fire. Mm. Guys, I got a couple of things. They do this bit on the first movie night where Kimberly Williams Paisley goes up there and she's like, how many of you went on your first date here?
Oh boy.
And there's a spattering of hand raising.
Smattering.
Could be.
No, it's here and there.
What I saw was a spat.
Spattering. I can't defend that because I thought you were trying to say splattering.
No, smattering.
Could have.
Yeah.
Spattering of
blood
hands.
Blood spatter is a thing, but you wouldn't use that. I think you would say smattering.
I'd say spattering, personally.
Fair enough.
You can do what you want.
Okay.
Don't try to
answer
for me.
No, that's more than fair.
There's a spattering of hand raising, including an 8-year-old girl
who I believe is claiming as an 8-year-old that she went on her first date to the movie theater, which, I mean, I guess kudos to you, little girl. Way to really go for it. So you brought up the popcorn machine and the danger here. It catches on fire, and this lady who's the realtor, I believe, takes a fire extinguisher to this sucker.
I'm sorry. I just want to get this.
What happened?
We've been corrected.
The uncle bought the projector, and no one knew that he did. And they said that in the movie, and we missed it.
Okay,
that's a big boy. That's a big boy that we missed. Because I was
I assumed that the uncle bought it, and no one knew. But that doesn't answer the question for me as to why he put it in the cry room.
Maybe he put it in there and then got diagnosed or with.
But why wouldn't he have at least mentioned it to the lady who runs the, like, hey, we need a new project. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
That raises even more questions.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
So she takes the fire extinguisher to the popcorn machine. A minute later, she's walking out of the building eating the popcorn.
Yeah. That's bold. You got to really want some corn.
You got to really want some corn to eat that stuff with the stuff on it. You know what I mean? The fire extinguisher stuff on it.
Yeah.
This is some dirty stuff. Dan?
They buy hats at the beginning of this movie to wear, and that makes them both look like Carmen Sandiego. And I just thought I would point that out. They're right there.
Do you know where in the world Carmen Sandiego is by any chance?
Yeah, I do. I do. She's wherever this new Holbrook. Where's the movie?
Hazelwood. Actually, the hats I think are worn in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake. They keep saying Salt Lake, like it's not Salt Lake.
Salt Lake.
Is that what they do there? I've never been there.
The SLC.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. What's what we call
Interesting.
It. Salt Lakers.
Mark Declan's commitment to this particular scarf is legendary. He wears one scarf for the first half of this movie, and there's a scene where his coat is off, his Henley sleeves are pulled up, and he still has the scarf on indoors.
Attaboy.
It's clearly burning up hot in there. His sleeves are pushed up, still wearing the scarf. Coat is off. Can hang the coat up somewhere. Scarf's got to stay on. I mean, you did it. Look, you want to sell your place of business. Good. You need to sell your place of business because we're getting too old to run it and it's too much work. Even better, may I suggest that you can't be picky about who's going to buy your place of business? Like, you're never going to sell your theater if you go, we don't want to run an old movie theater anymore, but we want it to continue to be an old movie theater, and a chain can't buy it because they say that in this. I got to be honest. Not a lot of people out there with the funds are looking to continue running an old movie theater, especially in a small town like Hazelwood. You could maybe get away with it in a big city. It's not going to happen for you. And furthermore, the Starmark deal sounds like a great deal.
Yep.
It sounds like it could be profitable for you and they're going to make it a theater still. Sounds like a pretty big win-win. I don't understand why they don't go for that immediately. This could be answered in the next one, but did we pay Kevin Nealon to just be in home movies? Did we pay him to just be in home movies? Why? Literally anyone could have done that, and it doesn't matter.
Surely we get some flashbacks.
He has to have some big thing in the next one.
Because, like, Meg clearly has quite the relationship with him because she, like, the whole reason why she stuck around in Salt Lake City is because it was tough for her to be there. And so I think she's going to have more of a connection with Kevin Nealon.
I would hope so. Next on the list, Panda did in fact mention that they decide to bring the whole town together to watch their home movies, which is atrocious. But you know what's even worse than that? Is when the two people that actually would care about the home movies walk on out. They walk on out and they leave a theater full of people watching their home movies so they can sit on the concession stand counter and reminisce about the good old days that are showing on the screen in the theater.
In Kimberly Williams' defense, she waits to walk out until the feature begins. So, but I got nothing for
what Mike. Is the feature?
Some sort of zany fun.
We don't know what it is.
No, we don't.
Jiminy Christmas, that's bad. Late in the movie, the kid, the son, what's
Simon.
His name? Simon tries to give a high five. He almost whiffs completely. He almost
Simon.
He almost full pans it. He just, I mean, it's just
as pink, somebody who whiffs pinky, often,
he just barely
the,
hits it.
I feel that Simon. Yeah, keep for sure. Keep on trucking, buddy.
And then the dad in the movie, who's very selective on when what scenes he decides he needs to talk in. He late in the movie goes, "Let's go to something place. They've got red velvet everything, and it's on the house." Man, I need to know the extent to which they red velvet everything. Like, you know, at what point? I mean, I'm at,
I know of like red velvet cake. Like, what else is
like
there?
Steak? Can you red velvet steak?
Oh yeah, you can.
Like, oh, a red velvet waffle, I'm in. But at some point, if it's not in the sweet genre, like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm here for it. Can we just? I would love to try it. But that's what I got.
Let's get to the What the Hallmark, where we talk about the things that we still want to know about. Panda?
I think a lot of my What the Hallmarks are going to be resolved next week. I just have some questions going on. I want to know about the future of the movie theater. I honestly want to. I think that would be fun to revisit the story as the theater has grown and to see it expand. Hearst are offering food and beverage. Does it sustain itself? I would like to watch more of that. But I think the biggest one is what happens to the chef, obviously. But we're going to find that out probably next week.
Yes,
next
we will.
Week,
yeah, so yeah, for sure.
I want to know about the magazine Great Salt.
Oh, Big Salt?
Great Salt. It seems like a very big deal that they might get a like Party of the Year or something in Great
Party
Salt.
Party of the Year.
So I want to know about Great Salt and what the deal is there.
How mad is that Star Mark executive? I want to know what happens when he leaves the theater for the second time after thinking he has a done deal for a new theater and sitting through not one but two bad home movie presentations for them to walk out and go, yeah, it's a no-go, we changed our mind. What does he go home and do? Does he rip up the entire house? Does he call and get fired? Does he quit his job? How mad? This guy has spent his entire holidays thinking he's sealing some sort of purchase, and instead he watched, you know, home movies that don't mean anything to him and gets told he wasted his time. I need to know that information.
It's tough. It's tough.
Immediately.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Yes. We did it, and we're going to do another one of these next week.
I'm from so what pumped. I
got it. Yeah. So that's very exciting. And the good news is, everybody, it's Friday, which means it's Double Decker of the Week time.
Yep.
We're paying us a deep dive into somebody who has signed up for Bramble Jam Plus. Call them the Double Deckers, and you do one heck of a dive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stories that people might not even want out there. You find them and you put them out there. It's what
I
you do.
Yep.
So who do we have today?
I'm going to do my best here. It's Elizabeth Elia. Elizabeth Elia. Yeah.
Elizabeth is just really top notch. And
Really?
Top shelf. Also, super artistic. And I'm really excited about what she's putting
Single
together.
Cam. All right, go ahead. Those are my favorite type of films. I'm just saying. The indies.
Yep.
Pretty. Single cam autistic.
Yep.
Oh, I love single cams too as well.
Dilly?
Yes.
Single cam. I can't believe you're back on again.
Well, you left my line open. Single cam. Listen, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's frowning upon me watching every night before I go to slumber. People folding their socks. And I would just say Rig likes single cam movies.
Just those like, are a real thing.
Well,
single cam autistic films.
That's what I do as well.
No, it is not. You're a creep creeperson.
No, well, you put some.
I know a creep creeperson. They hang out at the Fitzies, and you're one of them, Dilly. Right.
Well, anyways, Panda, go ahead.
The very fact that Rig thinks you're creepy, I think that's all you need to know.
Dilly
you
cannot
haven't
be on the show anymore.
Lived until you have seen somebody put a little, just a smidge too much
fabric softener.
Fabric softener.
I thought you might say it.
Oh, and it overflows.
You know what's wild about Ooh-wee. This is? It gives me more of the willies that it is above board.
Yep.
I would be more comfortable knowing he's just a terrible
it is
creep.
Just my type of home run. To use your lingo again.
I've devoted my life to the home runs. I don't know if you've devoted,
Panda, what do you
I'm
have?
Sorry, Elizabeth Eli. Go ahead.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Very artistic, top-notch.
Yeah, top-notch. She's working on something that's really abstract almost.
Great.
It's called Whamilton.
Is it Hamilton?
Is it Hamilton sung by Wham?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, thought it might be.
But then here she's working on the second part where Hamilton, the cast of Hamilton, then comes out and sings Wham as well. So it could go either way. She hasn't had any luck on that front. But Wham is very excited about singing Hamilton.
So Wham is singing Hamilton. Yeah, they do all the parts.
They do them all, yes.
This seems like could be successful.
Now, I will tell you, she's also had some trouble getting Wham on
board. I want to be clear. Like, Wham's big star, George Michael.
Right.
Dead.
Correct.
Got George Michael from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
So, because half of Wham is dead.
Right, that's correct.
How is Wham performing Hamilton when half of Wham...
That's what I'm saying. It's been a little tricky. It's been a little tricky, right? There's now... She's working as... it's right now just kind of a solo performance. She didn't know
Wham, George Michael was dead, did she?
Well, she did. She knew he was... She did. But I think that that's the concept there. And yeah. I think that there's something to play with here and
that's
explore.
The concept there. A one-man show... of Hamilton sung as like Wham songs? Do they change the music?
Yeah, I would say that there's probably, it would be a little difficult to just one person singing it. So I think you would probably have to change some things.
Probably.
You guys know that Lin-Manuel?
Yes. Yes.
Do you watch him do his laundry?
Yeah. He goes to the Washington Heights, back in the day, Washington Heights.
In the Heights.
He this is wild. You're not going to believe this. You guys know shorts?
Yes.
Didn't have a single short.
Not a pair of shorts?
Not a single short.
Did you? How many times did you watch the tape?
Dozens.
And you're just there like just sipping on a Coca-Cola, just like watching...
I fry up a hot dog on my 4 for $2.
Yeah, you do.
And I put on some Lin-Manuel.
Okay, I have a question for you, Dilly, about the 4 for $2.
Go ahead.
Okay. Rig has explained it to us.
Right.
Cook it. It's getting the deep. Inside.
Right.
Outside.
Right.
When it's flipped on the bottom and you have, how do you put an item that's cooking on the bottom? Like, does that make sense? You
flip it.
Now, I got to be honest. He's not. I read you wrong, sir. You understand.
Yeah. You coming over this weekend?
Yeah, let's watch some tapes.
We'll be back tomorrow with Deck, the Netflix single All the Way with Alonzo Jax. Dan will be there as well. Until then, maybe we'll be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.